Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Tom Pike, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Pete Boyer. Tom, given the critical role information technology plays in mission and program delivery, could you give us a view of how the role of the CIO has been evolving, and what are the key characteristics of a successful CIO in the future?
Let me go back to the mid-90s, when there were no CIOs, certainly no federal CIOs. This was an idea that the federal government adopted from the private sector, and in my opinion, has put to good use. Where agencies have taken maximum advantage of having a CIO has been those cases where, as we do at DOE, where the CIO is a player, a member of the senior management team, and reports directly to the secretary and the deputy secretary and has a seat at the table. So CIOs, IT management, has gone from the mid-90s, when we had staff-level IT resource managers, to CIOs who are truly organizational managers, partners with the program managers in each organization. I believe a CIO can function best if he or she functions as a leader, not just a manager. I believe a CIO needs a strong technology base. Yes, I'm a little biased on that front, but I really think it helps to be able to understand and appreciate what we're doing, both in terms of the current technology that we're applying, as well as evaluating new technology that we're considering the future use of. It's very important to have well-developed communication skills, including interpersonal communication skills. I believe it's very important to be able to motivate people. And it's also important to be able to compromise and to be willing to compromise when appropriate, yet be firm when necessary.
Tom, continuing our focus on the future, can you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect CIOs government-wide over the next couple of years? Specifically, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving federal IT, and what advice would you have for the next administration in this area?
Across the government, we will be facing changing program requirements, as we have in the past. Some of these will be as a result of new legislative mandates. Some of them will result from new priorities of the new administration. We will be attempting to improve the way IT is used to help agencies perform their mission, or their newly redefined mission in some cases. And we will continue to be attempting to work together in a way that makes sense within agencies and across agencies to make sure that we don't reinvent the wheel unnecessarily or duplicate effort with individual agency applications. This is where enterprise architecture fits in. This is where the current eGov efforts fit in, the government-wide eGov efforts. They are attempts to minimize duplication of effort, for us each to be able to focus on what should be common and to give special attention to the things that are unique in terms of each agency function. I believe agencies will continue to struggle with major system development efforts for many of the same reasons that they have struggled in the past. Requirements may not be adequately defined at the beginning. There may be requirements creep during the development process. Overambitious efforts try to do too much at one time. So it's imperative that CIOs and the folks supporting them be guided by an overarching enterprise architecture, and that for every IT project, that be a strong configuration control process that guides changes in a way that minimizes adverse impacts of those changes. All federal CIOs have to be on the lookout for signs that requirements may be changing or may be creeping in, and that they need to take control or push back in order to assure that things stay on track. I would advise future government-wide IT leaders to look carefully at past federal government experience as well as private sector experience, to look at the fundamental nature of managing IT in the federal environment and what's unique about it, so as to try to stimulate continuing improvements that work well for federal agencies. I think the current processes in place to oversee IT project management in the federal government are good. And I think that the efforts to insist on solid enterprise architectures across the government are meeting with increasing success, and I believe they should continue to be accorded a high priority.
Great. Now, Tom, more specifically, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization, the DOE, will encounter in the future, and how do you envision your office will evolve over the next 5 years?
I predict that we will continue to wrestle with cybersecurity. And that's an easy prediction. The bad guys will continue to get badder, or if you like, smarter. New software that we are very dependent on to carry out our mission will continue to come with built-in vulnerabilities that will only be found and corrected one at a time over the lifetime of the software, no matter how much initial testing has been done. It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. Our defenses will be stronger yet, and they will have to be. We in the federal government will be working together within each department, including across the entire DOE and across the government, so that we are able to better defend against increasingly more sophisticated threats. New technology will provide us new opportunities, as well as new challenges to select and deploy it in a way that leads to improved service to customers at reduced cost. We will be challenged by fast-moving technology and even more, let's call it ubiquitous computing. Computing already is everywhere, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Everything about what we do and how we do it at work and at home will have computing involved in some way or another. And we need to face that. And in the federal environment, we need to manage that. Over the next 5 years, we'll be moving to still another level of maturity in our ability to manage new technology in an evolutionary way, I believe, without disrupting services and by introducing new capabilities in an evolutionary way, rather than all of a sudden switching to a new system in a way that causes everyone to have to get totally retrained or reoriented. We will continue to stay on top of IT capital investment management and be even in a better position to exploit our enterprise architecture as the driving force for making key program and IT decisions.
Tom, we haven't touched upon this yet, but if we look into the near future, we typically ask our guests about the government employee pending retirement wave. How are you handling the pending retirement wave, and what's your organization doing to ensure that you have the right mix to meet some of the challenges that you described?
We have been giving a lot of attention to succession planning, in addition to recruiting new blood to be prepared to step in as some of us who have been around for a while decide to leave the workforce. We need to continue to give this a high priority. We need to use training and developmental assignments to make sure that we have good people who are well prepared to meet our future needs.
Tom, given your extensive career in the public sector, I'm curious, what advice might you give a person who's out there and maybe considering a career in public service, perhaps in information technology?
Well, the federal government is a challenging environment, and I personally have found that it's very exciting. I have been in multiple agencies. I've had a number of different jobs, perhaps one every 4 or 5 years or so, as I've moved up and moved over. And I think that folks out there who are considering a career and career choices or a sub-career, because as I understand the coming ages, each of us will probably have many careers over serial or in parallel, depending, over our lifetime. I believe that it's a great way to spend a lifetime devoted to things that really matter to this country by serving in the federal government and to have a lot of fun at the same time, a lot of self-fulfillment, and to be involved, directly involved, in leading a large number of tasks that involve the latest technology. It's an opportunity to be on the leading edge and to do something very worthwhile. Based on my experience, I would recommend a career or a sub-career to folks a career in the federal service, in the federal government, as one that would have a great deal of personal satisfaction.
Tom, that's a wonderful perspective. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Pete and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country over the 30-plus years you've had in federal service.
Thank you very much, Al and Pete. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you here this morning. And I would like to invite your listeners to visit the Department of Energy at DOE.gov, our very fine website. And I hope that as individuals read about us on the web and learn more about DOE in the future, that they will be just as excited about the importance of what we are doing at DOE and how well we're doing it as I am.
That's great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tom Pike, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Energy. My co-host has been Pete Boyer, Director in IBM's Federal Civilian Industry Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.